AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. High school basketball on a chilly night here in the Southern Tier in Central New York, however you describe our area, but a great night to be inside for some non-league boys basketball action. If it was too cold for you to go out, hopefully you've tuned us in here on CDO or WCDOsports.com as the Sydney boys are hosting Shenango Forks here in a non-leaguer tonight. I want to welcome you all into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. I'm joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Rich, another trip to Sydney and a special occasion tonight for sure.
It's a cold one. I just hope my car starts when we get in the parking lot, Nate, so we don't get stuck in Sydney tonight. I don't know if McDonald's will let us sleep over, but yeah, great night. It's going to be a fun night. Yeah, there's a special, there's a milestone coming up. If anybody's out there paying attention, you're kind of starting to see some of the signs in the gym filling. I don't know if we're going to say it right now on the air, but yeah, there is a special milestone, and it's kind of fun because he's one of the players I've enjoyed watch playing over the last 3 years, so I'm kind of happy to be here.
Yeah, you know, cross your fingers, knock on wood, all those good things. Everybody handles this a little bit differently, but I think it's pretty public tonight that Connor Vandersamen should join the 1,000-point club here for the Sydney Sabres. He is 8 points away. If he does get it in the first quarter, they're going to do the ceremony for him. They won't necessarily stop the play here in the first quarter. They'll do it at the end of the first quarter. And Connor would be the 14th player in Sydney basketball history to join the 1,000-point club, and he would be the fourth boy to join the list. And that list for boys here at Sydney is some amazing company. When you talk about Eric Miley, Mike Graham, and Dylan Umbra, guys that were all-time greats in Section 4 and in Sydney basketball history. So for Connor, 8 points away, that's pretty special.
Those are some big Sydney names, and I was going through the list earlier today, and it is quite an impressive list. I don't know if we have that many schools in Section 4. I'll have to look at that later that has that many players on the 1,000-point list. And what's even more special, we talk about this a lot, is Connor's only played 3 years. We have a lot of players now getting, you know, to the 1,000-point level. You know, we talk about Stephen Dowdle from Norwich. Stephen Dowdle played varsity for 4 years. And so what you got Connor here getting in 3 years and probably what, about midway through a season.
Yeah.
So that's just some impressive numbers. And if you go to NateLull.com, he's always on the top of the points list. I mean, what's he averaging now, 25 a game?
25 a game, just a shade under, yeah.
I couldn't do that in my sleep. So he's a heck of a player. I've said it before. If you haven't had a chance to watch him play in person, it's just fun. He's just a fun player to watch.
Was talking with former WCDO sports director Greg Davey earlier today at the station, and he said, you know, I don't know if any of the boys on that list have done it in 3 years. He did some quick homework and found that Eric Miley, we believe, is the only other one that did it in 3 years here in Sydney. He got it during his junior year. Eric, a phenomenal player here for Sydney back in the early 2000s. So, again, select company. We see a lot of kids join the 1,000-point list these days, but they've played 4 or 5 years. So to do it in three is truly special, and a huge congratulations to Connor here tonight. Rich and I are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Sydney hosting Shenango Forks tonight, non-leaguer in Sydney on WCDO.
Now that's sharp.
Thanks. It's a 2024 Subaru Outback Limited. I got it from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Wow, it looks brand new.
I know. I had a hard time deciding because they have such a big selection. They had at least 170 vehicles on the lot.
Well, that explains why you see Butler Auto license plate frames everywhere. Says a lot about their reputation. We need a new car, but I'm concerned about financing. Our credit took a hit when Bill got laid off.
I know they have a fully staffed finance department with specialists who handle all credit situations. And they also pay top dollar for your trade-in.
Sounds like they make the car buying process pretty seamless.
They really do. I've been using their service department for years, and their new building has 3 comfortable waiting areas with TVs.
This is exactly what I need. A car dealer that cares about the customer before, during, and after the sale.
Butler Auto Sales, where they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward your trade-in. Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Shop online at ButlerAutoSales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Our Butler Auto pregame show here tonight in Sydney. It's a chilly one out there, so, you know, if you're out there driving around, stay safe, stay warm, make sure you're not hanging out there for too long. Really cool. Yeah, everybody's coming in here tonight. They're all freezing. Everybody's got the extra coat. You know what's cool when Rich Turnbull's got the puffy coat on tonight.
So if you don't know, I got that puffy coat at Marshall's in Norwich for $11. $11 over the weekend. It was quite the steal. I couldn't say no.
Wow.
But it kept me warm today.
Well, it's much needed this time of year, that's for sure. So this should be a great non-leaguer here tonight. Both these teams have been up and down throughout the season, I think it's fair to say. You know, looking at the Forks schedule, they played some tight ones with Windsor, and they got a tight win over Green, who's kind of a team that's struggling right now in the MAC. But, you know, they've also played some teams tough, like they only lost to Seton by 20. I know that sounds like a lot, but to hang with Seton like that and pick up a couple another nice wins, like over Walton Downsville, 51-37. Hard to figure out what this Forks team's all about.
I've seen them play once before. They lost significantly to Norwich. I think it was a 30-point game. They just came out very, very slow the game I watched them. And they needed to kind of, you know, they played in Norwich, and it was just a tough place to play. But, you know, you never know where you're going to get for Chenango Forks.
Well, we're going to take a break here for the National Anthem. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Sydney Boys hosting Chenango Forks tonight on WCDO.
Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin has excellent home energy loan rates year-round. You can borrow up to $5,000 over the $10,000 maximum unsecured limit. You can use your Shendello home energy loan for wood, oil, pellets, and gas, as well as wooden pellet stoves, generators, and appliances like refrigerators, freezers, stoves, washers, and dryers. You'll need an estimate or bill less than 6 months old. Find out more at Shendello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin, or just visit online at chindello.org.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody. Sydney Boys hosting Chenango Forks tonight. And Connor van der Sommen for Sydney getting a huge round of applause here during starting lineups, 8 points away from joining the 1,000-point club here in Sydney. Starting lineups here for Sydney tonight, they are going to start with number 3, Grady Loeffler. He's a junior. They're going to start with number 4, Dylan Easton, a senior here for Sydney. Connor van der Sommen, number 10, he's a senior as well. And they're going to start with Deion Taylor, number 14, a junior, and a junior, number 50, Jesse Newell, here for head coach Derek Echeverria. Sydney's in the home whites tonight with the gray and the maroon trim. And that says Sydney in white and maroon lettering across the front of the chest there. We'll get you these Chenango Forks starting lineup here in just a moment. Rich, you were commenting that you thought, Forks always looks big, always athletic. They certainly look like they've hit the weight room during their time.
Yeah, Forks is obviously known to be a football and a wrestling school. That's why, you know, over the years, Forks has never really had the greatest of basketball teams. You know, a couple years ago, they were in the sectional finals. But Forks always has that build look to them, like they just spend every waking moment in the weight room. Everybody says that in the stack. It's just their look. They look always look big, bulky, and, you know, very, very athletic. And I would expect that's what you're going to see tonight.
We're going to jump it up here, and Forks will win the opening tip. They're in the navy blue with the white and the red trim going left to right on your radio dial. They'll start with number 5, a sophomore, Brady Vasilek, a senior number 11, Nate Rabb, a senior number 12, Nolan Sergani, a senior number 20, Ethan Vasilek, and a senior number 23, Drew Warpus.
The one thing we always say about Connor Vandersabin's game is his Achilles heel is his fouling. And the first play, literally 10 seconds of game, he gets a reaching foul.
Reach-in foul, so an early one on Sydney. A straightaway three here for Forks off the opening tip, and it's no good. A rebound for Sydney back down the other way here with Deion Taylor. Taylor will zip one up to the top of the key here for Grady Loeffler. And back down low, a foul underneath here on Forks. And another different starting lineup for Sydney. We've probably done 3 or 4 of their games, and Coach Echeverria loves to mix it up. He put some different guys in there tonight. Nice to be able to have that type of flexibility.
Absolutely. I think Newell might be the new guy tonight, and he played a pretty good game the last time we were here.
Jesse Newell, a nice spin move here, takes it to the rack and just misses a contested right-handed layup down the floor here for Forks. Again, going left to right. The navy blue with the red and white trim says Forks in red lettering across the front of the chest there. Forks have it here with Vasilek down low. And this is Brady Vasilek trying to feed it inside for Warpus, and it's intercepted by Sydney. And here they come. Loeffler finding Connor Vandersamen for three. Yes! A hot start there for Vandersamen.
He's never shy to take that shot. If you don't pick him up, he's going to shoot it from anywhere across half court. You have to pick up Vandersamen.
Forks down low with a chance here on the right low block for Vasilek. That's Brady. He missed it. Rebound Vandersamen trying to go coast to coast, and he finishes. Takes it right into the teeth of the defense. He scores, Rich. So many times we see kids on 1,000-point night, they're afraid they can't throw it in the ocean. The opposite tonight here for Vandersamen.
You always kind of wonder how each team's going to handle the moment, how Forks is going to handle the moment, how Sydney's going to handle the moment, and Vandersamen's just like, you know what, I'm going to take it and win the game anyway.
Vandersamen in transition, a great pass to find Deion Taylor, misses a layup but kicks it back out. Three ball here for Vandersamen, just off the back of the rim, and it hits the ribbon that comes down for the backboard here, so it's out of play. That looked like it was going to go, though.
Oh, I just love watching him play. I really do. I might have to see if he'd be on my Gus Macker team this year.
Well, like I said, he's one of those guys. You talk to him, he's willing to play anywhere, anytime. Well, I'm sure for many years to come, he's going to be a YMCA guy.
I think he might have got a little banged up on that play. He seems to be breathing a little bit heavier. But no, I guess he's all right.
Yeah, you're right. He's kind of a little bent over here. I think he's okay. He's tying his shoe right now, but I mean, he's got to take a lot of punishment out there with the way he takes it to the rim against some of these bigger players. So Sydney has an early 5-0 lead with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. A non-leaguer here tonight in Sydney. Jesse Newell, spin move on the baseline, tries to feed it through, finds Connor Vandersamen. Inside now for Loeffler, a great pass there from Vandersamen, and it won't go.
Beautiful left-handed pass to his teammate at the top of the key, just missed the shot. Beautiful pass by Vandersamen.
Back down the floor for Forks now, still looking for their first points. Warpus has stepped through, tosses it up, and he's fouled at the left low block. And Drew Warpus is going to go to the line.
Much different game than when we were here last week. Sydney's kind of playing a half-court set. Forks is playing a half-court set. We're not seeing a lot of full-court man-to-man that Oxford was showing Sydney, so it's going to be interesting to watch Sydney in their half-court sets and not being rushed with the ball.
So here is Drew Warpus, the senior, to the line, and his first shot is in and out. 5:25 to go in this first quarter, and an early 5-0 lead for Sydney over visiting Shenango Forks.
If we have any Forks fans listening out there, we had a Warpus that joined the 1,000-point club last week. I believe it's his brother, or her brother. It would be her brother shooting right now. Maggie Warpus joining the 1,000-point club, I think, over the weekend it was.
Yeah, Maggie, 1,000 points. I believe it was on Saturday in their game. And if you haven't seen Maggie play, definitely one of the great talents here in Section 4 on the girls' side right now for Forks.
Very good player. Has many, many Division I scholarships offers out there, and only a junior.
And here is Vandersamen, Sydney with it. Vandersamen dishes it off. You get the feeling he wants it on a three right now, just the way he's kind of passing the ball and floating around. We got a foul on Forks on the far side. So Sydney off to a good start here, Rich. 5:10 to go first quarter. They're up 5-1.
They certainly have had the better looks on the offensive side.
Loeffler has it. Goes back to Dylan Easton on the right side. Easton slips, and the ball's ripped away here by the Blue Devils. And here comes Forks. Back down the floor here with Nolan Sergani. Dishes it off for Warpus, tries to take it inside, and again he's fouled, and Sydney in some early foul trouble here. I don't want to say trouble yet, but they're starting to stack up a little bit.
Yeah, three fouls, you know, halfway through the first quarter, and two of the fouls were shooting fouls, so it's really giving the advantage to Forks here.
And so this will be Warpus to the line. His first shot is good. Warpus right now keeping Forks in this one early with some points from the line. Just under 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Nice crowd on hand for this game here tonight, and Warpus goes 2 out of 2. And so back down the floor here for Sydney. Vander Simons 3 away from 1,000. Left side, steps in, finds Newell on a backdoor cut, and the great pass, and Newell finishes.
What a beautiful pass with a cut to the baseline, and Newell was there for the easy two.
Baseline here for Forks, and they'll muscle it up. Shot won't go down for Nate Rabb, and a rebound for Dylan Easton, but then taken back by Forks. A steal inside and another foul. Great job by Brady Vasilek to steal that, took it to the rim, and was fouled on Vandersom. That's his second, and just like the game we did last week, Rich, he's in early foul trouble.
What are you going to do now? I mean, that one was kind of he was put in a bad spot by his teammate. It wasn't one of those classic Vandersom reach-ins, but he was just in a really, really poor spot. Probably should have just let him go at this stage of the game.
First shot here for Vasilek at the line is up and good. And so Forks getting all their points from the line so far.
It seems Coach Echeverry is going to stick with Vandersom here.
You wonder, you let him get that next three and then you pull him out? I don't know.
I don't know. I think
Vasilek 2 out of 2.
They kind of run with him. He just has to play a little bit smarter.
7-5, Sydney leading Shenango Forks here with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Sydney throws it away. Dylan Easton's pass on that far side wing rolls out of bounds into the student section.
One thing that's a little different tonight for Sydney is Vandersom is playing off the ball a little bit more than he was in the last few games.
Forks across midcourt going to the right side here for Warpus. Dishing one for Vasilek down inside, and it's intercepted, taken away by Sydney. Dylan Easton wants to go coast to coast and puts it up. Misses the left-handed layup. It was contested. Rebound for Warpus. A pass ahead here for Nate Rabb. Up off the glass. Missed it. And some early shooting troubles, I should say, here for Forks. Another rebound for Sydney. Good look down low for Jesse Newell. And his turnaround is a little short. Rebound for Forks. And they're doing a great job on the glass, though.
Forks has done a great job rebounding, and they look to go to the basket every single time. This might be their first three-point shot of the night.
Three ball for Forks is off the mark. Rabb tracks it down, and they'll dish it down low for Warpus, and his layup is good.
Warpus does a good job in the paint area for Shenango Forks. Uses his body well. He's a big, thicker kid, and he had Vandersom in a bad spot. Vandersom was smart not to foul there.
We're tied at 7. Vandersom in the floater, and it won't go down. Rebound. And Warpus is hurt on the other end of the floor. We'll hope he's okay here with 3:10 to go in this first quarter. Warpus underneath the hoop. It was hard to see how he went down. Well, we're going to take an injury timeout here. Sydney and Shenango Forks tied at 7 apiece. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At Sydney Federal Credit Union, your security is our priority. Remember, we will never call, email, or text asking for your online banking username, password, or verification codes. If someone does, it's a scam, plain and simple. Protect yourself by staying alert, and when in doubt, contact us directly. SFCU, banking easier.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:10 to go in the first quarter. Injured player there for Forks was Drew Warpus. He's over on the bench. They did have him walk off under his own power, so hopefully he'll be back later or at least okay for the rest of his season here.
He walked off a little gingery. It looked like to me it might have been a knee injury. They don't know if we're getting a lot of ice. He was putting some pressure on it, though, so he might be able to come back in.
Yeah, just kind of slipped awkwardly underneath the hoop. So we'll hope that he's okay. Forks has the ball out of the injury timeout. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 7. It's a good one so far. And Connor Vandersomen is 3 points away from 1,000 here in Sydney. Here is Forks trying to dish it off into the paint. And we're going to have a steal here by Vandersomen. Gets tied up, falling down, gets it to Dylan Easton. And here comes the Sabres. Now back to Vandersomen, and he is fouled. Nice little hesitation move and a foul on Nate Rabb here for Forks.
Sydney certainly does not like to, you know, slow it down. They will go, go, go. If you ever, you know, the last couple games I've watched, they don't like to walk the ball off the court. I think they feed off their coach's energy, right? Their coach has got a lot of energy. Let's get going, let's get going. And they certainly play with that.
Vandersomen's going to do the inbounding duties here after he was fouled. And they got it underneath the hoop. They're going to try to find him in the corner. Vandersomen pump fakes on the three. Gets it to Austin Felczak, who's fresh into the game here for the Sabres. Felczak will feed it over to Easton. Far side, Grady Loeffler. Pull up two for him. Off the back of the rim. Pinballs back out to Vandersomen. He got the rebound. Keeps it alive here. Vandersomen on the right side to Felczak in the corner. Gets trapped and then has to throw it to the near side for Easton. And he's out of bounds. That was a tough pass there, and he couldn't save it.
Before the steal, what Sydney did really, really impressive is they made sure everybody on the team touched the ball. They worked it. They made the good final pass, and they got a wide-open baseline shot. They moved the ball well, just couldn't make it.
2:05 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 7-7 between Forks and the Sydney boys here in a non-leaguer. Forks trying to take the lead, and they will underneath with Nolan Sergani, his first basket.
What I've noticed with Forks is they're doing a lot of backdoor cuts like the old Princeton teams, and they're doing a lot of pick and rolls tonight.
Here's Vandersomen down the left side of the floor. Sydney has it going right to left. They try to go to Felczak at the high post, and it's intercepted. Taken away by Forks, and they go coast to coast. Layup was partially blocked, but Shenango Forks keeps it alive. A pull-up jumper here is good for Brady Vasilek.
Rebounding is certainly an issue right now for the Sabres of Sydney. They really need to focus on limiting Forks' shots or possessions to one shot.
Forks 11 and Sydney 7. And the defense has really been turned up here by Forks, and then Sydney throws it away. The Sabres look frustrated here by some of this pressure.
They have not handled the half-court pressure. They're picking up right at half-court, and it's a little bit of a zone. It's kind of hard to tell if it's a 1-2-2 zone or if it's a 3-2 type of zone, but they're literally picking them up right at the half-court line, and they're struggling, and it looks like they might even be doing a little trapping after the first pass.
Forks coming across midcourt, going left to right on your radio dials. We come up on a minute to go in the first quarter. They try a little give and go. Vasilek threw it away. Here comes Sydney. Nick Hartwell with the steal. Gets it to Vandersomen. Pulls up for two, and Vandersomen hits it, and he's one away.
He's not going to miss that shot. If he gets in the middle of the lane, he's good at a pull-up jumper. He's never going to miss it.
And now a rebound here off a quick miss by Forks. Here's Vandersomen down the left side of the floor. Got to just let it come to him. He gets trapped in the corner. Gets it to Hartwell at the high post. Far side, Grady Loeffler steps in for three. It's off the back of the rim. And Forks with a rebound. And then a steal here by Vandersomen. Splits two defenders, and he's fouled at half court. He's got to be careful. We have to remember, amongst all the excitement of 1,000 points, he's playing with two fouls.
Yeah, that could have easily been a call to foul on him. He bodied the guy up, but the referee didn't make the call. Vandersomen seems like he keeps on bending over when the ball's not in play. I hope he's all right. He seems to be all right.
Seems to be okay. You never know this time of year. We've seen a lot of teams going through sickness and know, all sorts of things like that. So maybe he's playing. Maybe this is his flu game here tonight. Down low for Felczak, and he stepped on the line. It's going back to Forks with 16 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Coach E is saying, guys, get it together down there.
I have a feeling if this was his flu game, we would know it was his flu game. I don't know. I think that enough people talk to us, we would know it.
Yeah, that's true. But you're right, though. He looks like maybe he's in a little bit of pain here, but not when he's got the ball. 7 seconds left. Forks has got it in the right corner. Sidney trailing by two. End of the first quarter. Forks with a shot at the buzzer. Good. Buried it from straight away. That's Max Harkness off the bench. And Forks takes a 14-9 lead over Sidney. End of the first quarter. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Sydney boys trailing Chenango Forks in a non-leaguer tonight here in Sydney. 14-9 to start the second quarter, and Connor Vandersamen is 1 point away. Sabres have the ball.
Vandersamen got a little taste of his medicine last time. When Forks hit the buzzer beater, I think he had two buzzer beaters in last game ending quarters.
Felczak into the corner here, threw it away again. And Forks has got it back down the floor on the right side. Into the corner now, the Blue Devils fire up a three. It's an air ball and a rebound for Vandersamen. Shot out of a cannon down the right side. Center of the court now, Vandersamen to the rim. It rolls off the back right there. And he went crashing into the photographer, Ricky McPherson, behind the basket there. And Forks the other way, they put it up and in. So Forks there with a bucket by Ethan Vasilek, his first basket of the night. And it makes it 16-9. Forks on top and a traveling violation here on Jack Langstaff, who's fresh into the game for the Sabres.
It's kind of one of these things right now where Sydney's kind of losing a little bit of composure. It's almost like you just wish Vandersamen would get this out of the way, and then we could just focus on basketball. It's almost like once he's gotten to 999, everybody's kind of just looking for him to get that last shot.
Turnaround shot here by Forks, died on the back of the rim, and then literally fell through the hoop for Ethan Vasilek. And biggest lead of the game here for Forks at 18-9. Into the corner now for Felczak. Back out to Dylan Easton. Finds Felczak, and he misses the right-handed layup. Easton with a rebound. It was a nice little give-and-go. Sidney just didn't finish.
Beautiful play by Sidney. They got to make those to stay in this game.
Forks with another pull-up jumper. It's too strong. Rebound for Dylan Easton. Two-on-one if they hurry. And he's got Vandersamen, but Easton takes it inside and is fouled on the right low block.
That was actually the smart decision. He made. He drew the contact. Everybody thought he was going to pass it off, but he did the right thing, drew the contact, and almost tried to get the and-one. That's what you have to do there if you're Easton.
Yeah, nice play by Dylan Easton. Of course, the quarterback in the fall for this Sydney football team. We call him Stretch Armstrong. He never got hurt playing football. It's unbelievable the amount of hits he took in his time. But just a great leader out there for this Sydney team, and he hits the first one at the line.
That was a very good-looking foul shot there. Very smooth. Nothing but net.
That'll make it 18-10. Sydney's just got to keep this in check a little bit here. You know, every time there's an 1,000-point game, you wonder, almost sometimes the game gets away from you a little bit.
Yeah. I just went back to why I hate the scoreboard here in Sydney. They haven't put the foul shot up yet.
They wait. And the second one is good. And so he goes 2 out of 2.
I might need to say that a little bit louder. We're standing right behind him. Do it for me.
18-11, our score, with 6:43 to go in the second quarter. And Forks will walk it up the floor here. So we got a good one in this non-leaguer. Vandersamen's 1 point away from putting his name up on the wall in the 1,000-point club.
Sidney coming out here and showing a little 2-3 zone.
Trying to change it up. Keep Forks guessing. A pass down low. Now for Forks back out left side. A three ball is off the mark, and a rebound here for Sydney. Vandersamen ahead for Deion Taylor, now back to Vandersamen in front of the Shenango Forks bench as they go right to left. Zips one across for Langstaff. They'll try to reverse it back up here to O'Connor, to Langstaff. Jack fires a three, and that's good. Jack Langstaff always good for a triple off the bench, it seems. And that makes it 18-14. Sabres hanging around.
That's what the Sabres need. They need other people to contribute. You know, let Vandersamen get his 25, but you need some other guys to get 8 or so.
Steal by Langstaff. Back down the right side of the floor. He's going to pump the brakes and pull it back out here for Sydney. To O'Connor. Shuffles one over for Deion Taylor. Finds a wide-open Vandersamen in the corner for three. He's got it! Connor Vandersamen for three.
Oh, no.
And they didn't stop the game. A bunch of his teammates ran out onto the floor. Luckily, the referees didn't call that or anything. They're going to probably celebrate when we get to halftime here. But Vandersamen is in the 1,000-point club. Back down the floor here for Forks, and they get a breakaway layup. It's up and in.
That was really smart. We got a 30-second timeout here. We'll talk about how it's really smart here in a second.
Yeah, we got a timeout. And I think they're going to wait probably to do this 1,000-point thing. All the student section has got their signs up and everything. So they're going to celebrate at the end of the corner.
What I mean
Actually,
by,
maybe they're going to do it right now.
What I mean by being really smart there is the referees could easily call the technical there and ruin the moment. They basically said, get off the court. The referees did a really good job of understanding what the moment was there. Usually I'm the guy that's critiquing the referees, but they did a good job. And congratulations to Vandersamen.
I think there's just a little confusion because pregame they told us, okay, we're going to do it at the end of the first quarter if he gets it in the first quarter. So then it doesn't happen. So then you got their players are running out on the floor a little bit. So kind of crazy. They were going to do it at the end of the quarter, and obviously that didn't happen. The photographers are confused why there was no celebration here.
And credit to the Forks coach for understanding the moment, too. Coach Ford understood what happened, and he didn't scream or anything for a technical. They let Vandersamen have his moment. That was really well played by everybody. Good sportsmanship by both teams.
Yeah, they'll get to have their moment with their photos and everything in just a little bit. I'm assuming they'll probably do something quick at halftime, but Connor Vandersamen is in the 1,000-point club now here for Sydney. And a pull-up jumper is no good for Deion Taylor. The rebound's going back to Sydney here. Throughout all the ruckus there, it's 20-17, Forks on top of Sydney.
And how about Vandersamen getting it on a three-pointer, you know, right over here in the left-hand corner, kind of like one of his, you know, patent shots, the three-pointer in transition, kind of what we've seen a bunch of times out of him.
So a nice gesture there to take that little timeout. I'm sure we'll see something maybe a little bit more at halftime. Pull-up jumper here for Forks, rattles in. The shot is up and good there for Nolan Sergani.
Yeah, I can't say it enough. Coach Ford did a really good job to kind of settle the moment down there, take a 30-second timeout. I mean, a lot of coaches wouldn't have done that.
Sydney's got it. Far side here with O'Connor. Now back to Vandersamen. Wants a three. Now he's going to try to add to the total. Misses that shot. Out of bounds and going back to Forks here. So, again, Connor is the 14th player in Sydney history to join the 1,000-point club and just the fourth boy on that list. And the first one since Dylan Umbra did it back in 2011.
And Dylan Umbra was a heck of a baseball player, athlete.
Football player.
Football player. I mean, he was an all-around great athlete in Sydney. Just to join him in the 1,000-point club is quite an impressive move.
Yeah, probably most well-known for his football prowess, but, you know, fantastic as well for his basketball and his three-sport athlete status. And Forks is going to take it inside. Another good take here for Brady Vasilek. He's got a team-high 6 points here for the Blue Devils. Sydney back across midcourt. They try to go to the high post. Ball was tipped, and the Blue Devils have it. Forks to the right side. They try a little give and go. It's off the mark, out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with Forks. 3:48 to go in this second quarter, Rich, and it's 24-17 Forks. Another little run here. I don't want to say pulling away, but they're making it difficult here on Sydney.
Forks is doing a really good job with their half-court. You know, as soon as Sydney gets the ball over half-court, they're trapping, and Sydney just is not handling it well.
And so Forks will get it in to the right side of the floor. And a little take here by the Blue Devils, just off the front of the rim there for Ethan Vasilek. And he's going to go to the line to shoot two with Forks up 24-17. Again, 3:40 to go here in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. And if you're listening as well on WCDOsports.com, our web stream is brought to you tonight and always by SFCU. And here's Forks at the line. First shot for Vasilek is up and good.
Sydney's just not doing a lot of the little things right there. They're fouling a little bit too much. They're not rebounding the ball well, and they have a tremendous amount of turnovers right now. They got to take care of the ball. They got to rebound, and they got to stop fouling Forks. Then the game will kind of maybe turn in their favor.
Second shot no good there for Vasilek. Actually went up and again hit the ribbon that comes down from the ceiling. We're going to do it again. They're saying that Newell stuck a foot in there early, actually.
Again, these little mistakes, right? If he makes this shot, that you're just giving points away.
Yeah, this is the stuff that keeps coaches up at night. It just drives you crazy. He does miss the second chance, though, but gets his own rebound. Vasilek there for Forks, keeps it alive.
Again, just not doing the little things. You've got a rebound there. Forks is getting way too many possessions.
And so Forks trying to add to this lead. They lead 24-17, 3:15 to go in the second quarter, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Forks. Coach Ford has seen enough. He's saying, guys, come on, we got to move the ball here.
Yeah, he's not happy. They're just kind of stagnant on the top.
Timeout for Forks. We'll be back. Chenango Forks 25 and Sydney 17. We'll be back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 3:15 to go here in the second quarter. Forks boys leading 25-17. You got to love it. 1,000 points here tonight for Connor Vandersamen, 14th player in Sydney history to do it. They got the CVS signs over there, the 1,000-point signs. Student section coming out to support Connor here tonight.
All right, what am I missing, Nate? CVS, what's that stand for?
Connor Vandersamen.
Oh, I knew. I was like, is that okay? Yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
how'd I miss that?
They like to do it over the PA system when he hits a three. They say CVS. Yeah, it's, okay. I don't know, it's grown on me over the years for sure. We use it once in a while here on the radio, so.
All right, good to know.
Three ball here for Forks off the back of the rim. And that's a rebound for Deion Taylor. Taylor across midcourt finding Jack Langstaff. He'll pull it down with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Need a nice little run here for Sydney would help before the halftime break. That won't help. A travel by the Sabres is going to give it back to the Blue Devils of Forks.
Again, just another unforced turnover. You kind of limit your turnovers. You know, if you score there, you can knock it back down to a two-possession game.
2.5 to go here in the second quarter, 25-17. Forks pass down low. The shot is just missed. And then a rebound by Newell, and then a reach-in on Forks. Here's just a frustration there by Nate Rabb, and Sydney will get it back.
Rabb thought he was fouled on the play before. Now he's going to come out. Rabb thought he was fouled. He wasn't fouled. Then he makes a silly, silly foul on the other side.
2.5 to go in this second quarter. It's 25-17. Forks on top of Sydney. Here's O'Connor stepping through. A good stop, jump stop there, and he finishes.
Back in the early 2000s, everybody was really focused on that jump stop move, and it was taught everywhere, and not a lot of people do it anymore. That was a beautiful jump stop.
Forks with a pull-up jumper off the back of the rim, and skying for the rebound there is O'Connor. And Sydney's got a chance here, Rich. 2 minutes to go to close up this gap a little bit, and there's a bucket. I missed it, though. I was looking down at my sheet.
I think that what Sydney needs to do is they need to have Vandersamen bring the ball up the court. He handles the pressure way, way better.
Now a steal by Vandersamen. He got that last bucket. He's going to take it in off the glass, absorbs the contact, and scores.
They are having way better luck right now when Vandersamen has the ball in his hand. Maybe that's something that Coach Echeverry can talk about at halftime.
And laying this one in, Forks brings it back down with Nolan Sirgani. And so it's Forks 27, Sydney 23. What a little flurry there with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. Down low, Jesse Newell. Sydney with a chance. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. And a rebound here for Forks. Bodies flying as the Blue Devils bring it back down the floor.
See, again, on that play, Vandersamen doesn't get trapped at half court, and he can pass it off, and then they get easy looks. Because Vandersamen has enough skill to not get trapped by the big bodies of Forks. I really wonder if Sidney's going to make that a permanent adjustment in this game.
Foul here on Forks. That's going to be on Sam Paskey. And so Sidney's going to get the ball back with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Timeout for the Sabres. They trail 27-23. Second quarter action here tonight in Sidney on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:10 to go in the second quarter, and it's Forks 27, Sidney 23. A non-leaguer tonight here in Sidney. Vandersommons across midcourt. Now for the Sabres out of the timeout. They go to Deion Taylor at the high post. Deion takes it inside. He's blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Sabres.
See, it's almost like that. A lot of Vandersommen's teammates can't play as fast as he can play. They need to slow down a little bit, but Vandersommen can keep going.
And they try to loft it into Connor, and it was picked off there by Forks. Left side down the floor here for Brady Vasilek. Work one back out. Forks to the high post. Paskey with the ball, and we got a foul on Sidney for a reach-in with 45 seconds to go here in the first half. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. Talk some more about this 1,000-point club here in Sidney and a couple other players that are getting close in the area as well. So that'll be fun here in the next couple of weeks. A bucket off a little alley-oop there for Vasilek. And Forks is right back up by 6, 29-23.
One of those classic out-of-bounds plays is they just caught Sidney sleeping there. They got to pay attention.
Langstaff steps in for three, just a little short for Sidney. Newell trying to chase the rebound down. Couldn't get there in time. It's out of bounds.
Newell can move for a bigger guy. He can move, and he uses his body well. He's kind of chuckling there. He tried to kind of power his way through two guys there. Here's a little press from Sidney.
Yeah, Newell does a nice job on the football field, uses that athleticism, that ability to play very well, and he translates it well to the basketball court here. Shot clock's off. Forks takes it into the interior, and they score again with Nate Robb. And it's 31-23. It was just a two-point game that evaporated quickly. Forks ahead with 10 seconds left. O'Connor with a left side three. That's off the back of the rim. Another rebound for Forks. They're going to have 5 seconds left. Up near midcourt, Vandersommen's got to be careful. And a three at the buzzer by Forks is no good. Our halftime score, 31-23. Schnangle Forks boys on top of Sidney. Rich, your thoughts here.
Sidney's just not doing the little things right. They're not rebounding well. They're turning the ball over. And right there, they take a shot with 10 seconds left in the shot clock, giving Forks another opportunity. Really just got to do the little smart basketball plays. They're just not doing them tonight. And it's really costing them in a lot of facets of the game.
We're going to keep it right here for a second. They are going to do the 1,000-point little ceremony here for Connor Vandersommen. They got a nice ball for him here with his name, 1,000 points on it. And the crowd getting a nice little round of applause here for Connor. His teammates going to come back out, give him a nice round of applause. They had already headed to the locker room.
They realize, oh, we better get back out there.
So Vandersommen getting his photo moment here, and a nice round of applause again. The first player on the boys' side since 2011. It's been nice recently, too, because you had Emma Simmons in 2023, Ava Sirigliano in 24, and now Connor here. So that's 3 years in a row Sydney's had a 1K score.
And we were here for Emma Simmons. Did we do Sirigliano's game, too? We definitely were here for Simmons. I remember that game.
Here for Simmons.
I want to say she got it on a foul shot, perhaps.
I think so, and I was here for Ava, yes.
I don't think I was. I don't know if we were doing the radio, but, yeah, we've had some good luck here in the last few years.
And they'll run off into the locker room now after taking those photos to the chance of CBS, and that'll do it. Our halftime report here brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You'll need this number, 607-563-HEAT. Helps keep your family warm this winter. Again, halftime score, Forks 31, Sidney Boys 23. Congrats again to Connor Vandersommen, 1,000 points. All right, we'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting...
Last time we're on the radio here in Sydney, Sydney has the most state championships in Section 4 history with three boys basketball championships. So that's a pretty short list with some really great teams over the years.
And it's funny because, Rich, believe it or not, you know, everybody handles 1,000 points a little differently, but you and I just last week were standing here as we're cleaning up our equipment saying, I wonder how close Connor Vandersamen is, and we're sitting here trying to do some math, and then boom, all of a sudden, I get a text the next day that says, well, he's 25 away, and I said, holy cow, here we go.
When I was doing the math, if you remember right, Nate, I had him at about 100 away.
Yeah.
So we were off on his sophomore year totals. We thought he averaged a little bit less the sophomore year. We knew what he had as a junior and senior, impressive numbers as a junior and senior, but he must have had some really impressive numbers as a sophomore to get that extra 100 points that I wasn't aware of at the time.
Yeah, I mean, I started doing my top scorers list last year, and I keep that information on natelaw.com. Before that, I have some of that information. I'd really kind of have to dig for it. And, you know, we were just sitting here kind of shooting the breeze. But, yeah, I mean, now I'll be able to keep a little bit better track of those type of things. But all of a sudden, he's 25 points away. We have some other local athletes who are pretty close. So, I mean, that makes it a lot of fun. And we've had a bunch already this year hit it. So it's really great.
We've had a lot over, you know, this last year. If you follow Nate Lawl's Twitter account or the Section 4 Twitter account, it seems like, you know, at least one to two a week right now that we're tweeting these 1,000-point scores. And, you know, some of them is what we talked about before, is just, you know, longevity. They played for a long time. But some of these are impressive. You got, like, a girl like Maggie Warpus, who she's going to put up some big numbers because she still has about a season and, what, probably a season and a half, little bit less, because they'll probably go into sectionals a little bit. Steven Dowdle got 1,000 points earlier in the season, so he's probably climbing the list, getting closer and closer to, you know, maybe 11, 1,200.
Yep.
I mean, so, and then you got guys, I don't know if we're going to say it on the radio, but there's a kid from Oneonta that's very close, and he's only a junior. And then you got kids like Vandersamen that got it in 3 years. So there's a lot of impressive stats going on right now. And, you know, all those naysayers out there said, oh, the kids in the small schools, they get 6 years to do it. I don't know. If you actually think about it and you actually debate about it, some of these are pretty impressive. They really are.
Yeah, it's, you know, everybody's situation is different. A lot of it depends on your team situation, what you have around you. You know, some kids are really relied on in a small school to score a lot more because they don't have the pieces around them. And, you know, some, if they went to a smaller school, probably could get it, but they're playing for a bigger school, and it's, you know, everybody's averaging 10 or 12. So it's just kind of your own situation and the era that you play into. So, I mean, it's something you could debate until the cows come home, that's for sure.
Isn't that what's so great about sports? We get to actually sit around and debate about it, and people don't get mad at each other. We actually have real debates on, like, some other stuff that's going on in the world today. Like, everybody seems to get mad at each other. We're all debating, you know, other things. But in sports, and especially in high school sports, you get to have those really cool, you know, friendly debates. And you're not going to sit around and bash the Connor Vandersamens of the world, because if you come out here and watch him play, he's fun to watch.
Yeah, for me, anytime anybody's, you know, 100 hits, 1,000 points, 100 goals, any of these milestones, school records, this is all the good stuff, and these are all great core memories for these kids. And so that's why I love doing this job. It's all positive. So
this is why we do it, right? I was just going to say that. Yeah. This is why when you texted me the other day and said, hey, Connor Vandersamen's a few points away, you want to come to Sydney? I said, boy, it's going to be cold, but I don't want to miss it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, start of the third quarter here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back as we start the third quarter. I just want to give an update on Drew Warpus, who went out with that knee injury in the first quarter. He's walking around. He's got his shooting shirt on. He's over by the Forks bench, kind of walking gingerly on it, though. So I would guess his night is done. That's our report for now, but he is up trying to keep it loose and walk around.
Gingerly is a great word to say. He's walking very slowly, and it does look like he's got a little bit of pain as he's walking.
So Forks is going to have the ball on the right side of the floor. Again, they're in the navy blue road uniforms with the white and the red trim. They're going right to left on your radio dials here. Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon and the gray trim. A steal now for the Sabres. Ahead for Vandersamen. He lays it up and in, and Connor's up to 16.
Coach Echeverry is looking for the and one there. Vandersamen can really get up onto that backboard. I don't know if I saw the foul there, but it's just impressive how high he can jump as such a small guy that he is.
Makes it 31-25 here with 7:20 to go early in the third quarter. Forks down in front of their own bench, left wing side, right into the breadbasket here of Vasilek. Dishing it off. Pass to the interior here, and a good finish with a lot of contact for Sam Paskey.
Newell did a really good job of getting back, and Paskey makes a great shot.
Forks 33, Sydney 25, and now a steal by Paskey. And down the right side of the floor, Paskey had it taken away by Vandersamen, but just took it back. But then as he tossed it forward, turns into an over and back.
He's like, I just can't believe I did that. I mean, his teammate was probably 5 feet from getting back over to the half-court line. That almost was a backcourt call there,
yeah,
too.
Sydney almost gave it right back, but Vandersamen, Johnny on the spot, gets it, dishes it to Newell, and he finishes.
It was almost like Vandersamen knew exactly what was happening there, and he hit that extra jet, did not get the backcourt call. And here comes another timeout. Coach Ford is not liking what he's seeing because they're throwing the ball away too much.
Yeah, Forks throws it away. Timeout for Forks. Sydney's got some energy. 6:40 to go in the third. It's Chenango Forks 33, Sydney 27 on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, we're back out of the Forks timeout. Sydney boys trailing Chenango Forks 33-27 with 6:25 to go here in the third quarter. Now a steal by Deion Taylor. They're going to say it was a kick, though, as he was about to rip it out of there. Kind of a lucky break for Forks, even though it was a turnover.
The referee put his hand up like it was a foul, but he didn't call a foul. But Sydney's retaining the ball, so it must have been a kick on Forks.
Yeah, I think it was, just as he was coming out of there. Otherwise, I think Sydney would have had a breakaway. And here's Dylan Easton for three. Misses it, but he is fouled. And Dylan's going to go to the line to shoot three. And every time, it seems like Forks is going to pull away. Sydney's able to close the gap. They did the same thing in the first half, got it back down to two, and then Forks went on another run.
Sydney's done a really good job of just keeping it within, like, two possessions, and that was a really silly foul by the Forks guy shooting a three-pointer. Vasilek, just a really silly, silly foul, and his coach is going to take him out and talk to him about it, kind of just shaking his head. He knows.
Easton hits the first. He's got two more to go here at the line for Sydney. Second one's good for Easton.
Boy, the gym got quiet on that foul shot. I didn't really felt like we were the only ones in the gym, Nate.
And the third and final shot coming here for Dylan Easton. And he puts this one up, and he's got the shooter's touch.
Good foul through, got the roll. Now we're a three-point game.
Yeah, it makes it 33-30. Sydney hanging tough here against Chenango Forks coming out of the stack for this non-leaguer tonight. Forks with the ball and a little shot in the paint a foul here on Sydney. Liam Spalik is going to the line here off the bench. And you got to wonder, too, you know, you got Warpus out with this injury. Different guys stepping into these roles here. Rich has, you know, you just never know. You lose some of that starting five, next man up mentality. Spalik misses the first at the line.
Warpus has kind of become the fourth coach on the team now. He's kind of walking around talking to players. He's got his sportsmanship members, his NISPA sportsmanship shirt on, so maybe that's a good telltale sign of what type of player he really is, kind of working up and teaching up his players here.
Spalik goes 0 for 2, Sydney with a rebound, and here's Grady Loeffler. It won't go down. Gets his own rebound, though, kicks it out. Vandersamen into the paint, little step through, gets it back over to Grady. His shot rolls in and out. That would have cut it to one, but Sydney can't flush it down. Back down the floor for Forks. A little two-on-one if they hurry. A block by Vandersamen. Second chance is up and good for Paskey, and he's fouled, and the Blue Devils are back to the line. That makes it 35-30 with 5.5 to go here in the third. And again, maybe another little rush here coming for the Blue Devils.
One of those traditional Forks names, Paskey at the line.
Hits the first, or he makes the three-point play, I should say.
Back to a two-possession game, 6 points.
Vandersamen across midcourt, so it is Chenango Forks 36, Sydney 30. 5.5 to go in the third. Now a steal by Forks. No, taken back by Sydney. Deion Taylor to Vandersamen. Air balls the three, but Dylan Easton gets the rebound to Newell. Back out here for Dylan Easton. His three is a little long. Taylor with a rebound. And Deion puts it up off the glass and finishes for Sydney.
That's really what Sydney needs. They need Taylor. They need these other guys like Taylor and Newell and some of these other guys just to get the 5, 6, 7 points and then let Vandersamen do his thing.
5 minutes to go in the third. Forks 36, Sydney 32. Little baseline drive here for Forks and a foul. Going to be on Sydney. Now, Vandersamen picked up those quick first two, but he's been clean ever since.
Yeah, he has not really been involved in a lot of questionable plays either. He likes to kind of stick his nose in there in a lot of plays, but he's stayed out of trouble here since the first opening minutes.
That foul was on Grady Loeffler, and Forks will get it in on the baseline. That was Grady's first. Second chance opportunity for Forks. No, another rebound for Dylan Easton. And ahead for Vandersamen. Doing his best, little step through here in the lane, can't quite finish. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, and a lot of contact, and Vandersamen sold it well, and he's going to the line.
Boy, Vandersamen's got all the moves right. That was one of those old-school Euro steps. You don't see those Euro steps very often. And a lot of the teams around here don't like to use the Euro step because oftentimes the referee will call that as a travel because it's one of those two long, long steps, and it looks like a travel. But the referees did a good job. Vandersamen does a kind of a new move we haven't seen in a while. And he's got to make the foul shots, though.
Yeah, misses the first one here at the line. Second one coming for Connor Vandersamen. In case you're just joining us, Connor joined the 1,000-point club here for Sydney earlier tonight, the 14th player in Sydney history to do so, and just the fourth boy. Vandersamen goes one out of two. He's got 17 tonight. He needed eight coming in to hit 1K. Forks has got it on the right side. Little baseline drive here, and the pass was tipped. Ball's pinballing around. Forks comes down with it. Paskey into the corner, and a three ball here is banged in by Brady Vasilek, and he's got 9 points.
That was a big basket. Got the lead back up to six. Sydney cut it to a one-possession game.
And then they throw it away.
This is what I'm talking about. I'm really surprised because Sydney has better luck when Vandersamen's bringing the ball up the court. I'm very surprised that Sydney hasn't stayed with that throughout the game.
So they threw that one away, goes into the Sydney bench, and so Forks leads 39-33 with 4:10 to go here in the third quarter in Sydney. Little pass down low. It's tipped, goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Forks, it looks like. So again, I can count probably four times tonight where Sydney's chipped it back to four, all the way to two, and then a couple little silly mistakes, and Forks bounces it back up to 6, 8, or 10.
You know, just not rebounding, just turning the ball over, just the little things we keep on talking about. They're just not doing the little things right tonight.
Forks has got it on the baseline. A corner three here for Vasilek. It's too far. Rebound for Hartwell, doing the work of a man on the interior, and he's fouled. Hartwell off the bench. You know, he had a big knee injury last year. It's good to see him back in the lineup, and he can give you little moments like that where he can use that size. Deion Taylor now for Sydney in the white with the maroon and gray trim. His shot was blocked and out of bounds going back to Forks. valiant effort to save it there by Dylan Easton, but he was too little too late.
Again, just not getting a shot. They have to spread out. They're not working the ball very, very well. It's actually kind of surprising that Sydney's just within six with all the little mistakes they're making.
Forks is across the midcourt timeline. A corner three here and a foul on Deion Taylor. And now Forks is going to get a chance at the line for three with Nate Rabb.
Just another one, right? Why are we following three-point shooters here? You can't give Forks more opportunities on the foul line.
3:40 to go in the third, and it's 39-33. Forks on top of Sydney Boys by six. They got a chance for three at the line, and the first one is up and good here for Nate Rabb. Second one coming. Coach E is going to go to the bench and bring in Felczak as well as Langstaff here. And the second shot is up and good for Nate Rabb. Some balanced scoring here tonight for the Blue Devils. You got Brady Vasilek with nine, Ethan with seven. Drew Warpus had five before he went out, six apiece for Nate Rabb and Nolan Sergani, and five for Sam Paskey.
Forks has done a good job just spreading the offense around and, you know, not relying on Warpus because Warpus has been out, and they've done a good job kind of overcoming that injury.
Rabb two for three at the line there for Forks, so they lead 41-33 with 3.5 to go in the third. Sydney with the ball. They go down low for Aiden O'Connor. Muscles it up and scores.
See, again, right there, Vanderstommen with the ball at the top of the key finds the open man. He's seeing the court really, really well. You got to get him in those positions to get his teammates the ball.
Still a six-point game now. Sydney trying to hang tough. Pull-up jumper for Forks off the front of the rim. And loose on the floor. Scooped back up by the Blue Devils. And in the paint, again, a second-chance shot won't go. Third opportunity now on the rebound here by the Blue Devils. Sergani steps through and then dishes one off here for Liam Spodlik, and he's fouled. And Spodlik's going to go to the line, and you know, the Blue Devils are getting plenty of chances to try to pull away here at the charity stripe.
You said it perfectly, just more and more opportunities because Sydney's not rebounding, they're not playing great defense, and they keep on fouling. It's just they're giving them way too many opportunities to stay in this game.
And Spodlik at the line. His first shot is up and good. And the second one coming here for Forks. Forks not afraid to go to the bench either. Ethan Vasilek coming back in to the bench here for Nate Rabb. And the second shot at the line will not go. Paskey with a rebound, though. Works one back out here to Spodlik, who went one out of two at the line.
How many times have we seen that tonight, Nate, right? They miss a foul shot, and they get their own offensive rebound.
Spodlik inside. Wants to work one out. Three ball here. No, didn't pull the trigger. Forks with a fresh shot clock. They can take their time if they wish. Pump fake. Forks kicking one over to the far side for Sergani. Shot clock at 10. Back to Spodlik. Spodlik. Good ball movement here by Forks. They go far side here for Harkness. Dishing one off at the last second. It won't go. Vandersamen gets a loose rebound. Left side for Vandersamen. In the paint. A little up and under. Oh, he just can't finish. Went coast to coast there, and it rolled off the front of the rim. And then we got a foul here on Langstaff, and the fouls just continuing to pile up for the Sabres.
That last possession by Forks was beautiful. They had everybody touch the ball. They worked the ball, got a great shot. They missed it. They hustled back on defense. They get a stop. And then here's Sydney again making a silly foul, what, 60 feet away from the basket, and then sending them to 1-1. Forks just doing a good job playing under composure right now.
First shot at the line is up and good here for Sergani. He's got 7 points. Yeah, kudos to Warpus coming over, talking to guys coming in and out of the game, giving them little pointers here. Love to see that. Second shot coming for Sergani. At the line, in and out. And this time a rebound for Hartwell. So it's Forks 43, Sydney 35, with 2:05 to go here in the third. Forks will be shooting two the rest of the way. And a steal here by Paskey at midcourt. Body's flying, and we're going to have a foul on Forks. O'Connor got taken out there by Paskey. Looked more like a football play. And so the Sabres will get it back. Despite all the fouls, despite the poor shooting at times here, Sydney definitely still in this game, Rich.
It's just they got to make some adjustments, right? That time they dribbled right into the trap, right? Get the ball into the center of the court and see your teammates a little bit better. Why are we dribbling into the traps now?
Sydney down low here for Hartwell on the baseline. will want to work one back out to O'Connor. Now to Deion Taylor. A little left-handed layup. Won't go. Hartwell with a rebound. This one rolls in for Nick Hartwell.
That was a great rebound and great shot.
Makes it 43-37 with a 1:40 to go in the third. Forks has it on the left side. Front of the Forks bench. Little step through here. Vasilek will kick one out. Spalik picked up his dribble in a tough spot. Works it out. The Sydney defense trying to turn up the heat. They go inside and dribbled out of bounds by Forks. No, they somehow keep it in, but it goes to Vandersamen. Shot out of a cannon down the right side of the floor, and he's fouled. Reach-in foul there on Forks. And Sydney looking to make another little run here with a 1:17 left in the third, trailing 43-37.
Boy, these fouls are just adding up for both teams now. And now you got Vandersamen on the line. You've got to be thinking, we're not getting a lot of opportunities, so we got to make these right here when the clock is stopped.
Vandersamen at the line, and he gets that one to go. Vandersamen's up to 18.
These foul shots are, you know, starting to feel a little bit more and more important as the game goes on.
Second one coming here for Vandersamen. Good. Automatic at the line. He's got 19. That makes it 43-39. Still a very doable deficit here. We got a whole quarter to go. 1:10 left here in the third. Forks with the basketball. Going right to left. Again, they're in the navy blue with the red and white trim. Sydney's in the home white with the maroon and gray trim. Little take on the baseline here. A steal, though, by Sydney. It's tipped, and Forks is going to track it down by the scorer's table back near midcourt. Forks will slow it down, pump the brakes, but the shot clock's at 10. They fire up a three. It's well off the mark. Another rebound, though. It didn't hit the rim. I don't know if they're going to get it off in time. They do. Another high-arcing three in and out. Another rebound for Forks. Third chance on this possession, and we got a foul on Sydney. And this is where some of this size that Forks has starting to come into play. A third chance, and Sydney, another foul.
Those are the killer possessions for Sydney, right? You work hard and really, really hard on defense. You work the ball all the way down to the shot clock. Forks takes a couple bad shots, but then you give up an offensive rebound, right? You got to finish the defensive possession.
And the first shot at the line does bounce in here for Liam Spalik. And this is what is allowing Forks to just kind of keep enough cushion here right now, some of this foul shooting. Second shot for Spalik, no good. And Sydney with a rebound. Deion Taylor ahead now, behind the back dribble for Vandersamen, hanging in the air, misses the shot in the paint from about 8 feet out. Rebound Forks. And Forks takes it into the paint. Now working around, going right to left. 30 seconds to go in the third. Little contact there. Vandersamen on defense got tripped up. Bounces back to his feet. 20 seconds to go in the third. Forks 44, Sydney 39. Forks threw it away. It bounced off the rep, goes to Vandersamen. He takes it in and scores. What a bounce.
That was a big lucky play for Sydney going off the referee. Now cutting into one possession. They need a stop here.
Forks at the end of the third quarter. Vasilek with a three. It's an air ball, and that'll do it. A tough third quarter for Sydney, but they only find themselves down by three. It's 44-41. Vandersamen joins the 1K Club, and he's got 21. They're going to need more from him here in the fourth. We'll be back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Well, welcome back. Sydney is slowly chipping away. They trailed 31-23 at the half. Now they trail 44-41. As we start the fourth quarter, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull here tonight. Should be an exciting final 8 minutes, Rich.
It's just, you got to do the little things now, right? That's what this game is going to come down to. Every possession matters. You can't give up possessions and fouls here.
Ball tipped here by Forks. Sydney had the ball to start the fourth quarter, but they threw it away.
Case in point, can't have a turnover there coming out of a timeout.
Well, Forks gives it right back to him, though. Entry pass there was intercepted by Aiden O'Connor. To Van der Sommen in the corner for a tie game. No, off the back of the rim. Jesse Newell with a rebound, though. We got a jump ball. Arrow is going to give it back here to the Blue Devils.
Both those possessions are nightmare possessions for coaches, right? You had the third quarter timeout, and both come out, and they both throw the ball away. Both teams do. So you got to be working on something in that third quarter, and both teams throw it away. It's just unfathomable at this level.
Forks across the midcourt timeline, and the Sydney S to the right side. They try to go with the entry pass. It's knocked out of bounds, and it's going back to Sydney. With 7:20 to go in the fourth and a three-point game.
You don't have to have a three here. There's plenty and plenty of time. What you need from Sydney is just a good shot, just a good-looking shot.
Sydney on the left side off the foot there of a Forks defender. Looked like Nate Rabb got his foot in there.
Just no turnovers here. Get a good, clean shot. Right, you want to take care of the ball.
And so Sydney will have it going left to right. They find Dylan Easton in the corner to the high post. Turnaround shot, Van der Sommen hanging in the air off the right side of the rim. Easton pulls down a big rebound for Sydney. Easton pulls one back out, goes to Deion Taylor. Pump fakes, back to Easton. They got a fresh shot clock to work with here. O'Connor's going to pump the brakes, balance the floor out here for the Sabres. They go right side, Van der Sommen. Deion Taylor thought about pulling the trigger in the corner but didn't do it. Back to Van der Sommen. Inside for Jesse Newell, and he's fouled. And what a find there by Van der Sommen.
That might have been the best possession of the game for Sydney. They actually slowed down. They took care of the ball. They about four or five guys touched the ball, and they worked it down low to Newell. And Newell's been a good foul shooter over the last few games, so you gotta like your chances here if you're Sydney.
6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Newell can't get the first one to go. That popped around at both sides of the rim about five times and wouldn't go.
Yeah, I cursed him. I'm sorry.
Broadcaster's curse. It's a real thing. Newell, second shot, no. And Deion Taylor gets it to Dylan Easton on the rebound. Now back to Van der Sommen. A three for Connor is good, and we're tied up at 44.
Sydney finally gets the offensive rebound off the foul shot, and Van der Sommen comes up and hits the big three.
Forks trying to answer with a three by Rabb on the near side. It's short. Sydney with a rebound. We're tied at 44. Ball tapped out here by Forks, and this one feels like it's going to go down to the wire. A lot of time left. 6:20 to go.
Forks does a really good job of trapping the ball. Sydney's got to be aware of that and work away from the traps.
Van der Sommen, left side, has to try to scoop it up here. He gets tied up. We got a jump ball. This time it'll stay with the Sabres. 44 all in a back-and-forth seesaw type of game. Connor Van der Sommen hits 1,000 points. I mean, this game's had it all here tonight.
Right, if you're Van der Sommen, you're the Sydney Sabres. You don't want the game, you get the 1,000 to be remembered as a loss. You want to make this a win.
Deion Taylor to Van der Sommen on the left side, steps into a three, pushed that one a little bit, missed it. Rebound, Dylan Easton, inside for Deion Taylor, and he's fouled, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Couldn't get the shot to go from the right low block, but Deion to the line here to shoot two.
Easton has had two good possessions on offensive rebounds and keeping the ball alive for Sydney. Really, Easton has created the last two possessions and getting good shots for them.
And so Deion Taylor stepping in. He's done a lot of the dirty work inside here for Sydney tonight. Had a little injury earlier in the season. Yeah, it gets eerily
quiet in here.
And Deion's first shot, no good. You know, sometimes I feel like that silence can almost be too much.
You know, I've had that debate with a lot of friends. Would you rather it be dead silent like that or a little bit of noise? Personally, I think I would shoot better with a little bit of noise as well. I mean, it is dead silent. If we talked loud, everybody would hear us, Nate.
Yeah, here comes Deion. And the second shot for him is off the front of the rim. No, so we're still tied at 44, but a rebound for Sydney. Aiden O'Connor gets trapped in a tough spot, though, in the corner. We got a timeout here by Sydney. Easton kept it alive, and O'Connor got it. Just under 6 minutes to go in the fourth. We're tied at 44. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Student section trying to get their troops rallied up here. They've come out in full force tonight for 1,000 points for Connor, but also they're getting treated to a great game here. We're tied at 44 with 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter, and a great play for Jesse Newell, just working it inside, and he scores.
And a beautiful pass by Easton. Just took his time and waited for Newell to get position.
Now a steal by Sydney as Forks tried to bring it back down on the right side. Sydney going left to right. O'Connor into the corner. Sydney's got momentum. Dylan Easton flips one over for Vandersamen. Left side. Inside for Newell. Steps up. Newell hits the shot and he's fouled. He's going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And Newell's got 8 points.
Sydney spread the court really, really well. And Easton made a great cross-court pass to Vandersamen, and Vandersamen found Newell. It was just, it's almost like Sydney has kind of figured it out here a little bit, kind of take care of the ball, get a good few offensive rebounds, and making the little things happen.
Newell hits the shot at the line. He's up to 9 points. And Sydney, don't look now, folks, they got their biggest lead of the game at 49-44. And Forks just let them hang around, and that's kind of what happens sometimes. You can let a team get back into it. Still a lot of basketball left to be played, though. Forks has shown tonight they can score in bunches. Passing down low. Vandersamen going for a steal. Couldn't get there in time. They find a backdoor cut. Forks missing a layup. Second chance won't go, but a foul on Sydney. And Brady Vasilek's going to head to the charity stripe here.
Sydney all turned their head away from the basket, and they missed their guy underneath the basket. You can't lose players in this stage of the game. My coach used to call it ball, you man defense. You got to see the ball, you got to see yourself, and you got to see the man. They did a poor job there.
And so first shot here for Vasilek is good. So Brady's got 10. Second one coming. Student section trying to make sure it's not quiet for him. And he goes 1 out of 2. Missed the second one. Short got his own rebound, though. It just took a nice bounce, got tipped out to him. And Forks trails 49-45 here against the Sydney boys at Sydney High School. 5 minutes left. Still a lot of time. Forks going right to left. They're in front of their own bench on the left wing. Getting a screen into the corner. Firing it up here. Forks a three in and out there for Vasilek. And a rebound for Jesse Newell. Ahead for Vandersamen. Left side. Vandersamen blocked. Got his own rebound. Stepped on the line. It's going back to the Blue Devils.
That was a beautiful rebound by Newell. And a beautiful outlet pass by Newell. Vandersamen maybe shouldn't have taken it into the trees and maybe dribbled it out and get a good look and good possession here. I think sometimes Sydney just rushes their possession when they can just slow it down and work a good shot.
4:45 to go in the fourth. It's 49-45. Forks has got it. And they go right to left. They dish one off. Little take into the paint here. Count the bucket here for Ethan Vasilek. He's got 9. And Forks is crawling right back into this game as he's going to the line looking for a three-point play here, Ethan Vasilek. So 4.5 to go in the fourth. It's Sydney 49, Forks 45. Back and forth in this Stack versus Mac contest tonight. He's trying to finish it off at the line here. And his shot is in and out. And another big rebound for Jesse Newell of Sydney.
Newell's played well in this game. He's really done some good things for Sydney.
Right side for Langstaff. It's tipped and out of bounds into the Sydney bench. Stay with Sydney.
I would actually say that the difference in this last one, you know, the last quarter when they've overtaken the lead from Forks is really because of Easton and Newell's work down low.
Yeah, those guys have played tough. And a dish to Langstaff in the corner. He lost it. He's going to stay with Sidney, though, with 4:20 to left to go, I should say, here in this fourth quarter. Sidney leading 49-47. Looks like we're in for a great finish coming up. Glad we could be here on a chilly night. Bring you this game. Hopefully you're staying warm wherever you're listening out there. Dylan Easton, a pump fake down low, and a great pass from Vandersamen, and Easton buries it.
Vandersamen penetrates that zone, gets through the trap, and makes a beautiful pass to Easton.
Three back the other way for Forks on the left side. No, back right out to Vasilek. His three. He goes 0 for 2 on this trip. Rebound here for Vandersamen. Sidney leads 51-47, and Vandersamen is hammered at midcourt. Vasilek went flying over there, and they collided near the Sidney end.
That's where I guess I would just coach a little bit differently. I'd be like, slow it down. We're up by four. We got 4 minutes to play, but I just don't know if Sidney's got it in him to slow it down. I mean, I've watched them a couple times this year. I just don't know if it's in their pedigree.
All gas, no brakes.
That's it.
As the kids say. Sidney's got it on the far side. 3:55 to go in the fourth. Sidney leads 51-47. They got to chase it all the way into the backcourt here, and it's going to go to Forks. A tough pass there that Connor had to try to chase down, and it goes off his leg. Forks was right there pressuring it, and now the Blue Devils get it back.
That's just a silly play. That's almost one of those cases where, oh, I got Vandersamen on my team. I'm just going to kind of throw it up to him because I know he can get the ball. But there, you just got to take care of it. You can't rely on his athleticism the entire game.
Forks gets it in, down low on the right baseline. Left side, little step through here for Vasilek. No, rebound for Dylan Easton off the miss. He's going to pump the brakes. And goes inside Vandersamen. The pull-up for him. Dies on the front of the rim and then falls in.
See, you said it perfectly. He pumped the brakes, and they got a good-looking shot. He slowed down, and he saw Vandersamen.
And now a block on Vandersamen. Back the other way. Forks was setting a screen, and Vandersamen picks up that foul. It's going to be his third. He's played pretty clean since those two early ones. 3.5 to go in the fourth, and it's 53-47. Sidney on top of Forks. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sidney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sidney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sidney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sidney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3.5 to go in the fourth. It's 53-47. And Forks has the ball. Sidney boys on top in what has been a back and forth contest here. Been a lot of fun. I'm Nate Long with Rich Turnbull. And the Blue Devils have it. Again, going right to left. They're in the navy blue with the red and white trim. Forks taking it down low. A steal here by Dylan Easton. Ahead for Vandersamen. He gets the angle and he scores. And Vandersamen's got 28.
But Easton is doing all the work right now. Easton's doing all the dirty work. He has, you know, we have awards at the end of the game. He's an early candidate for, you know, some of those awards. He's done a great job.
Sidney leads 55-47. A shot by Forks. Skimmed off the front of the rim, and Vandersamen's got a rebound. The miss there was by Ethan Vasilek.
I'm sorry, Nate.
Sidney could take their time here. They go far side. A three is off the back of the rim for Grady Loeffler, but kept alive by Easton again.
Coach Echeverry doing a good job here, slowing it down, get a good shot. And they do. That's a great play by Sidney, forcing Forks to take the timeout. That might have been the best Sidney has played in the last couple transitional plays, and they deserve to be excited. That's probably the best, you know, 1 minute of basketball they've had tonight.
30 for Vandersamen, timeout Forks, and Sidney's got a 57-47 lead with 2.5 to go in the fourth on CDO.
Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin has excellent home energy loan rates year-round. You can borrow up to $5,000 over the $10,000 maximum unsecured limit. You can use your Shendello home energy loan for wood, oil, pellets, and gas, as well as wooden pellet stoves, generators, and appliances like refrigerators, freezers, stoves, washers, and dryers. You'll need an estimate or bill less than 6 months old. Find out more at Shendello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin, or just visit online at Shendello.org.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2.5 to go in the fourth, and Sydney, who has been down for most of this game, you blink, Rich, they got a 10-point lead right now, 57-47 with 2.5 to go.
They've done a good job over the last 2 to 3 minutes just taking care of the ball, getting key rebounds, and, you know, just getting good-looking shots. They aren't rushing as much as they were earlier in the game. Really done a good job in the last 2 minutes.
2:25 left. Forks needs some points, and they need them quickly. They get a pass down low, out of bounds, going back to Sydney. And Forks looks flustered, frustrated. Sydney gets it back again.
That's a momentum turnover. Forks did the right thing, but they just lost the ball because all the momentum's against them right now.
On the 1,000-point night, Sydney trying to get this win here for Connor Vandersamen, the 14th player in Sydney history to join the club. He's got 30, trying to make it 32. He gets hammered down low. He's fouled at the right low block. No harm done. Seems to be fine. He's going to the line to shoot two. 30 tonight for Vandersamen.
He uses his body well. We've seen him take some monster hits over the years. He's got to, you know, you don't say it a lot, but he's got to be a tough kid because he bounces right back up. I mean, I'm 45 years old. I probably would still be laying on the ground right there.
Well, he's got youth on his side, and you're right. He takes a lot of abuse, and he still just continues to take it to the rim as he hits the shot here. And he's not afraid. I think that's one of the biggest things about his game that everyone loves, just not afraid.
This is really the key to Sydney's success, right? Let Vandersamen get his points, but everybody else has got to chip in with the little things. Rebounds, take care of the ball, get good-looking shots, and now they're starting to do it.
32 tonight for Vandersamen, a travel now by Forks. And the momentum again swings back to Sydney. They lead 59-47 with a 1:55 left.
A good, great defense there by the Sabres.
Vandersamen finds Dylan Easton in the corner. He gets tied up. And we got a foul on Forks. They're trying everything to get a steal now. Coach East pretty fired up right now. I love it.
He certainly does. Coach Echeverry gets you know, fist pumping. You could tell he loves coaching these guys. And he's just using his fire right now. And the team is definitely playing for him pretty hard.
Dylan Easton to the line. He's got 7, and he's just had a great second half. Doing all the little things. He gets the first foul shot here.
Easton's done a lot of, you know, just keeping the ball alive, not turning the ball over. Right there would have been an easy place to turn the ball over, but he just stays strong and takes the foul.
Second shot, no good for Easton. Out of bounds. Last touch by Forks, and they can't catch a break right now.
Again, Sydney almost appears to me they're just outworking Forks right now. They're just outworking them and playing with more energy.
Pass inside for Hartwell. Yes, off the inbound, Nick Hartwell. And Sydney leads 62-47 in a game where they trailed by as many as 10. The tides have turned. Forks into the corner. They're going to try to take it inside. We got a foul here on Sydney. Forks frustrated, and Nate Rabb took it right to the rim, and he got hammered there by Hartwell.
Probably the most noticeable thing right now for the Sabres is they all have smiles on their faces. It's almost like they're enjoying it. It seemed like, you know, in the first half, they were very frustrated with their poor decisions. But in the last 5 minutes, they seem to be playing with a lot of enthusiasm and just a lot of joy. They look very happy to be playing and making smart plays. Look at them. They're just excited. We got guys that aren't coming in. You know, I'm wondering if they'll give Vandersamen maybe a round of applause. But they seem to be playing with joy right now, and it's fun to watch.
Caleb West into the game. Great to see him get in tonight. And Forks goes 0-for-2 at the line. Vandersamen a rebound with 1:25 to go. Vandersamen's got 32 tonight. And Forks with a steal and then a foul here on Sydney on the reach-in. So again, Connor Vandersamen joins the 1,000-point club here tonight. He needed 8 points coming in. He's got 32. I'd say he got it done.
In these games right now, at this stage of the game, you still want to take care of the ball. Don't let Forks creep back into it, right? Take your time on possessions, slow down, and just take care of the ball. Do the little things for him. I'm in 18.
So Forks at the line here with Nate Rabb. His first shot is up and good. He's got 7 now. Good balanced scoring tonight for Forks. They played a great 3 quarters. This fourth quarter has just gotten away from him a little bit. Second shot is in and out, and a rebound for Jesse Newell, who has been really good tonight.
Great rebound by Newell. Right here, just take care of the ball. Make Forks foul you.
And Forks does get the reach-in foul. Forks frustrated on every level right now. With 1:10 left, it's Sydney 62 and Forks 48. Stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And Dylan Easton will step in at the line. And his first shot rattles in, and Easton's got 9 at the moment.
Right, I love Coach E there saying, keep banging, keep rebounding well. He's talking to his big guys. And then he, you know, I think he's going to also say to his guards, right, just be strong with the ball and make your foul shots, and this game's in the bag.
10 points for Dylan Easton. He goes 2-for-2 at the line, and Sydney leads 64-48 as we come up on a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. 3-ball here for Forks, and that's too strong, too long. And a rebound for the Sabres. Dylan Easton in the backcourt. Gets around his man. And we'll leave it back and off for Vandersteen, who's fouled, and he's going to go to the line. And Forks got to be careful here. Some of these guys are getting awfully chippy.
Again, just another great rebound by Easton. He's played a heck of a fourth quarter. He's done all the little things. He's played within himself. Gets the ball there to your best foul shooter in Vandersteen. And the lead's just going to grow here.
33, Vandersteen makes the first. The second one coming here for Connor. What a night. You said it earlier, Rich. You didn't want this night to be remembered, the 1,000-point night. Always nice if you can get it at home and get it with the win.
And they're going to take him out right here if he makes the foul shot.
And he hits. Vandersteen, 34, and he's going to get a standing O here from the Sydney crowd. What a night. His home floor, 34 points, and he joins the 1,000-point club. You got to love it.
That's a good, smart play by Coach E. Let the crowd acknowledge your star guy, right? It's just what you do. It's a really, really smart move. Makes everybody in the gym feel better about themselves.
40 seconds left, and Sydney's up 66-48. If you had told me this 10 minutes ago, I mean, this was a one-point game. I'm thinking it's going to come down to the wire, and Sydney has played a whale of a fourth quarter. An air ball here by Forks is going to give it back to Sydney. And what a remarkable turnaround here in this final quarter for the Sydney Sabres.
If I'm Coach E, I'm throwing away the entire first three quarters, and I'm bringing the fourth quarter in to my guys and on tomorrow's practice and saying, this is how we play basketball. And if you can play basketball like that, you can make some noise in the next few weeks of the season. I mean, they've played really, really high, efficient basketball in this last fourth quarter. Really, really well done.
Jesse Newell to the line here for Sydney. He was fouled. And yeah, this is a Sydney team that, in terms of the MAC, they're still in the conversation, and if they play like that, they could cause some trouble down the stretch for a lot of teams. It'll be interesting. You know, they'll be in Class B sectionals as Dylan Easton gets subbed out here. And, you know, they've proven throughout their non-league schedule they can hang with some Class B teams.
Easton deserving a good round of applause. He really kind of, you know, got everything going today for the Sabres.
Newell goes 0 out of 2, but Nick Hartwell, a rebound, works it back out here to Langstaff, and Sydney is going to dribble out the clock here to pick up a 66-48 victory. The home crowd loves it. 1,000 points tonight. The 1K club for Connor Vandersteen doesn't get much better if you're a Sydney Sabre fan. 66-48. Sydney boys get the win, and we'll be back here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season.
Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time as the Sydney boys defeat Chenango Forks here tonight 66-48 for a non-league victory at home. Rich, at the end of the third, Forks was up 44-41. We finished this game 66-48, so Forks only puts up 4 points in the fourth quarter, and Sydney explodes for a 66-48 win.
Just credit Sydney, you know, doing all the little things. We kind of, you know, I was very critical of them throughout the first three quarters, thought they could play much better basketball, and it was almost like they were listening to me. I'm going to take all the credit because, you know, they take care of the ball. They started rebounding. Easton really started rebounding really well. Him and Newell, and you know, Vandersama just did his thing. We keep on saying this: like if the Sydney players can just, you know, find their roles, do their thing, and let Vandersama do his thing, good things are going to happen. And you know, we didn't talk about this much, but Forks has a bullseye when they come into this gym, right?
Yes, because they do.
They're from the big bad stack. You know, as much as everybody likes to talk about it, everybody. You know, the Binghamton League, the Stack League, they tend to put a bullseye on themselves because they seem to be a little bit of what we would call the elite league of Section 4 with all the big schools and stuff like that. And Sydney wanted to beat these guys. It sends a message, right, that the MAC can play with the Stack. Right?
Well, I also think, you know, there's a lot of football players on this Sydney team, and, you know, they've struggled the last few years. I don't think you have to sugarcoat that. And,
right.
And some tough losses to Forks during that time. So this has to be a little bit of sweet revenge for some of these Sydney guys, I would think.
What's going to happen now is everybody's going to go to NateLull.com or they're going to look at his Twitter account and they're going to see, wow, Sydney just beat Forks from the Stack by 18 points. And Sydney's going to get a little credibility.
They will. I'm sure I will get a text or two tonight that says, hey, what's up with that Sydney game? And I'll say, hey, they turned it on fourth quarter, got the job done. So,
and we can point to Vandersamen. Obviously, Vandersamen's Vandersamen, right? He had 30-some points, whatever he does. But the credit really tonight goes to Easton, goes to Newell, goes to those other guys that finally did the other things, right? They keep the ball alive. They rebound the ball. They make some foul shots. Easton made a bunch of foul shots down the end. I mean, obviously, Connor scored 31 points. You can't discredit that. But, I mean, Easton was maybe just as important as Vandersamen tonight.
Yeah, that was great. Great effort across the board. We'll get into our three awards in just a minute. Final scoring summary here. First for Sydney, 34 tonight for Vandersamen, 10 for Dylan Easton, 9 for Jesse Newell, 4 for Aiden O'Connor, 4 for Nick Hartwell, 3 for Jack Langstaff, 2 for Deion Taylor. So great job by those guys. On the other side for Forks, pretty balanced. 10 for Brady Vasilek, 9 for Ethan Vasilek. 7 for Nate Rabb, 7 for Nolan Sergani, 5 apiece for Drew Warpus before he got hurt, and then Sam Paskey, and then 3 for Max Harkness, and 2 for Liam Spodlick. So balanced scoring for Forks, but they just couldn't get enough there in the fourth quarter. So, all right, let's get into our three awards. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We're going to go with Connor Vandersamen tonight. Joins the 1K Club, 34 points. Not much more you need to say about Connor and what he does night in and night out.
Yeah, Connor's going to have a new basketball for the trophy case, and it looks like he's going to have a lot of signs and balloons for his bedroom. He better have a bigger bedroom tonight because, there's a lot of signs here and there's a lot of balloons for him, but well-deserved. I said it last time, I'll say it again, I think he's one of the premier players in the area. I mean, when you could score 25 points, I don't care who you're playing, 25 is 25, and you just don't have that type of scoring in this area. And tonight he had 30-some against, you know, a bigger school in Chenango Forks. So all those people to say, he only does it against the small schools, all that kind of stuff. Vandersamen did it tonight versus one of the big schools.
Rich, I'm going to send you away to take a picture of that book real quick.
Yes, I will.
And I'll figure out some of the rest of these awards here. Next up is our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. Rich and I decided during the break that we were going to go with Dylan Easton here, 10 points. But when Sydney started to make this comeback, it was a lot of Dylan Easton getting scrappy, getting into the corners, steals. And so we wanted to give Dylan our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award here tonight. He was great, and there's a lot of different ways that you could go. But congrats, Coach. Excellent game. Coach coming over to give us a little fist pump there. But, yeah, we gave Dylan our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Defense Award.
I think probably should have got the rebounding award. He kind of just came out and, you know, played really big, and he used his body really well to get position. He was a little undersized at times against some of the Forks bigs. He used it well. He got a lot of key rebounds down the stretch. So call it the defensive award, call it the rebounding award, but well-deserved. I think that he was actually maybe the key to the game today.
Lastly tonight, we'll give out our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We want to go with Jesse Newell tonight. 9 points for him, his energy, his effort. He did great on the glass. Been wanting to give him an award for a while because he just works so darn hard out there. We'll give Jesse Newell the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight.
You said it perfectly, energy. He plays with a lot of energy, and he's always kind of smiling. And his, you know, at the end of the game, I said it looked like they're actually playing with a lot of joy. They're very happy, and it almost kind of starts with him a little bit. His energy, his teammates were feeding off him. He made a few baskets. He had that one key and one, and he just got all jacked up, and, you know, his teammates were just feeding off him. Well played. I like watching him play, and he's done a good job the last few games, and I think if he keeps on playing well, keeps on doing the things, Sydney could win a few more games on the stretch here.
Well, Rich and I are going to be back on the radio on Friday night as the Sydney girls will travel over to take on Green. Sydney really has been playing well, playing hot right now, and Green, of course, is the cream of the crop, still sitting in first place, undefeated in the MAC. So Friday night, 7:15 from GCS, that's going to be a big game.
It'll probably be the exact opposite of this. Green likes to slow it down,
yeah.
Play very methodical. It's actually one of the easier games to call because we have so much time. They play a great 2-3 zone. They play very fundamental. They take care of the basketball. It's I'm looking forward to it. I want to see if Green's gotten any better since we saw them beat a really good Unit Eagle team.
Yeah, it should be a great game on Friday, so join us for that. Rich and I are going to sign off here. Connor Vandersomen will be coming out here soon to take some pictures. Like Rich said, a lot of balloons, a lot of posters. Going to be a lot of fun here tonight for his family, friends, teammates to all celebrate, and they get the win as well. So Connor joins the 1,000-point club again, the 14th player in Sydney history to do so. He's just the fourth boy, joining an elite list with Eric Miley, Mike Graham, and Dylan Umbra. So awesome that Connor will have his name up on the nice new Sydney 1,000-point banner that's here in the gym as well, which looks really sharp. So 34 for Connor tonight. Sydney wins 66-48. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer down on the Main Street WCDO studio side of things. And, of course, Rich for coming over. He'll be with me again on Friday. 66-48, Sydney boys win a non-leaguer at home tonight over Shenango Forks. We'll talk to you on Friday here on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney. W222CR, Norwich.
All I know is 10:35 and I can feel your arms around me. Let them drown me. All I know is 10:35.